Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to KNTR 980 AM, KNTR Laughlin, KNTRSports.com. That's where you can stream all of the Havasu Fighting Knights football games. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. Tonight, we're broadcasting Friday Night Lights to you live from Buckeye, Arizona, as the sun sets in the west, leaving a glow of orange. We see an old-fashioned AM radio tower.
We do.
Due west. Behind us, we see the darkness and yet a fainted shade of smog. But it's not so thick that you can taste it. We should be fine. Otherwise, a beautiful night for a football game right here at the home of the Hawks with their faded AstroTurf encased by blue, their illegal blue end zone that says Hawks here at Buckeye Union High School Olsen Stadium. Beautiful night, isn't it, Paul?
It is. Can I just add one thing? Without the transmitter tower, just kind of imagine the Hotel California album cover. It looks a little like that, all right?
Because there's a few extra tall palm trees, the kind with the thin trunk.
Yeah, the kind you see all over Havasu.
Like a bobtail.
Yes.
Palm tree.
Anyway, we're here for football.
It turns out, and we're about to get to the national anthem, they're bringing out the color guard. We have two good teams on tap tonight.
Oh, man.
We've got, this should be a good game.
This game is really important to the Fighting Knights. They're 4-1 right now. And third in the standings behind two 5-0 teams, that would be Yunker. Estrella Foothills and Yunker are both 5-0, Havasu 4-1. Then you've got Buckeye Union at 3-2, and the team that Havasu's playing next week, right?
Next week is going to be Deer Valley.
Deer Valley is at the bottom, but they're still 3-2. It's all right now.
They're
decided
all
by points for, points against. That's the tiebreaker right now.
State rankings, Havasu is at number 86 in the entire state of Arizona. And we have Buckeye. They're at 107, and they're 20th in the 4A. So this should be a good game. If I was making odds, I think Havasu wins this one by 10 or 15, maybe 20, if everything comes together.
Well, yeah. Yes and no. Take the home field advantage. You might want to give that to Buckeye. Take about three points off there. I would give them about 10. Havasu minus 10.
They got a decent crowd out there. And
yes.
Boy, do they have a lot of cheerleaders song leaders.
Let's let them do the anthem.
Let's do it.
And we'll take a short break. We're broadcasting from Buckeye Union High School in the Buckeye School District, Buckeye, Arizona. Havasu and Buckeye in the pregame. We'll be right back.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at andersonauto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between. Whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form. Because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care. Right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Now, yes. Welcome back, KNTR 980 AM. It's Friday Night Lights. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul LaVoy. We're about to have kickoff here. We are the visiting team in Buckeye, Arizona. Your Lake Havasu High School Knights, the Fighting Knights, in their purple pants, white jerseys with the purple numbers. They'll be taking on Buckeye. They're about to come out on the field. They have at least 50 cheer and song leaders out there, maybe 60. I was trying to count. And they should be coming out shortly. They're in blue and white. Back in the day, because they are Buckeye, as in Ohio State, but they are the Hawks, and as in Iowa.
Uh-oh.
And they used to have the Iowa logo, which is officially called a Tiger Hawk.
Wait,
on their helmet.
Did?
Yes.
Okay.
But then they stopped using it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to...
Is that a cease and desist letter or something?
We're on the roof of the press box.
Yes.
We were talking to Buck downstairs.
Buckeye?
He's from Buckeye.
From Buckeye.
His family, I just was talking to him
right,
before.
Right.
His family's been here 100 years. He's not that old.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, he's been here a long time. And, you know, you kind of get a family atmosphere in this town.
Like
we drove in, just a kind of a large little town.
Like a River Founders or a Pioneers atmosphere?
Something like that.
Gotcha.
They have a nice band set up here. How many xylophones do they have, Paul?
God, putting me on the spot. I see three.
Three xylophones. Oh, four. Four?
Maybe.
Oh, yes, the fourth one back there.
And they're not glockenspiels.
They are not glockenspiels. But it turns out that is a thing.
Yes.
It's probably the thing inside a Der Glockenspiel that makes the music as the guys come out and they spin around. We've got 3 minutes until we start our three-minute warm-up, okay? And we are going to take a quick break and talk a little bit more about this game. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul LaVoy. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM.
We're expecting some type of big run, heavy offense. They do throw the ball a little bit, but we're going to see a lot of counter and trap this week. A lot of quarterback run. You know, they do throw some of the now screens or the trip screens that we do. So we're going to have to defend the perimeter, but we're going to have to be really tough in the box.
You guys have been really good at perimeter.
Well, yes, I can stop it, actually.
Well.
So we're going to go to Coach Thompson, of course. And Coach Thompson tells us, this is my bad, folks, tells us what to expect from the Buckeye Hawks. And, they all share footage with each other. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to Coach Thompson.
We're expecting some type of big run, heavy offense. They do throw the ball a little bit, but we're going to see a lot of counter and trap this week. a lot of quarterback run. You know, they do throw some of those now screens or the trip screens that we do. So we're going to have to defend the perimeter, but we're going to have to be really tough in the box.
You guys have been really good at perimeter defense and keeping the edge rushes down. What do you attribute that to?
You know, just a lot of time and effort of our guys. You know, I've been very lucky. I've got a couple dedicated coaches and among our staff. I mean, we've got a really good group that's put in a lot of time to prepare these guys. Our offensive line coaches are Vic Martinez and Robbie Schaefer. Robbie was our center in the 22-23 team that went to the Final Four. So getting some alumni guys back with some of our great community members being a part and putting a lot of time and effort into our nights to get them ready.
You got seven more point after attempts from Spencer Ibarra. He's a perfect 16-0 over the last two games. When is there going to be a field goal try, Coach?
Well, we have that available when needed. So, you know, when we have the opportunity to get seven, we're always going to go for that. But we do have that available. Like I said, he's pretty solid in that 30 to 40 range. So we know it is available. Situationally, we'll decide if we need to do that, but we do have it on our tool belt.
Welcome back, KNTR 980 AM. Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. We are approaching kickoff, waiting for the coin toss. Getting back to the colors that the teams are wearing. Havasu, purple and white. Purple pants, white jerseys, purple numbers. That purple isn't maybe a little color challenged, but not too far off their blue.
It's not navy and it's not baby.
But it
correct.
Is
but it is blue. It's almost
it's
a true
not powder.
Blue. It's almost a true blue.
And white numbers, blue pants,
right.
Blue jerseys, white helmets, and hopefully they don't get color confused. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back here on KNTR 980 AM.
Yeah, we got the captains going out. We'll let you know who they are, too, right? You writing all that down,
try.
Jim?
Trying.
You got this. All right, we'll be back with more in a moment.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and then this pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havastyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers, styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havastyle Recreation.
Welcome back to KNTR 980 AM. It's Friday Night Lights. Here's the opening kickoff. Ibarra kicks off. This one's kind of high. It dribbles out past the 20 to the 15. He's back to the 10. He bobbles it. He's on the ground. He has to reach out to grab it, and he barely holds on to it before the Fighting Knights stole the opening kickoff. And we talked about this on the way up here. They're going to take over at the 9-yard line, deeper than Havasu normally kicks the ball.
It looked like Bridger Chalifant. Was that number 30? It looked like Bridger Chalifant fell on the ball, had trouble picking it up, and left the Knights in not the greatest field position they've had all year, but at least they're not stuck on the goal line, right?
Well, the Buckeyes are.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Buckeyes.
You're on the wrong team.
I am.
Well, I haven't heard an announcer do that until Harry did it.
I'm wearing my sunglasses at night.
And Steve Stone said, except the
Sorry about that.
Cubs are batting. Here's the snap from the gun. He hands it off up the middle. He has a little bit of room, but all of a sudden, here comes the purple pawboob, and he is down with a gain of about 2 yards.
Defense right on it, the purple pawboob.
It looked like he had a great hole, but it quickly collapsed.
The player I was referring to is Ali Muhammadadi, and he's a sophomore, and not a good return opportunity for him. Looks like they're back about a 1 yard loss, 2 yard loss, like Jim said.
Game.
Was that a, okay. All right. I told you I got my sunglasses on. It's going to be rough.
When he reached the line of scrimmage, it looked like he could have a first down, and then it rapidly closed. Number 8 is the quarterback for Buckeye. That's Makai Sharper. They've got kind of a reverse wishbone there. Here's the shotgun. He's going to keep it. He heads to the right. Ooh. And here is met by that entire Lake Havasu defense. He had nowhere to go. If that's a sign of things to come, Buckeye has trouble.
Yeah, great line pursuit. It's like we were talking about with Coach Thompson in the pregame. The perimeter defense is looking really good this year, and he's expecting a lot of runs like that from the Buckeyes.
They really are.
I call them the Buckeyes.
They really
from the
are.
Hawks, I'm sorry.
They're looking better and better each game.
The perimeter defense is doing very well. They're covering the edge very nicely.
Kingston Nelson back there, number 7 with the quarterback. Here's the snap, a little bit high. He drops back. He's going to pass this one. He's looking under pressure, and he may have fumbled it on the way down. And it looks like the Hawks recovered that one. And that was very close to disaster.
Owen Merrill came up on the blind side with the sack.
He it scared him.
Yeah.
You know, he looked all of a sudden scared. Looked like I'm going to roll out looking for somebody. And then all of a sudden I got big old number 77 in my face.
I thought it was 98.
Was it 98?
We're good. If there's anyone that earned a number 98, it was the player on that one.
Jesse Wagner to punt for Buckeye. He's 1 yard shy of being out the end of the end zone to receive our man about town for your Havasu Fighting Knights at the Buckeye 42-yard line is our kicker. He's our receiver. He's Spencer Ibarra.
That's illegal. It's not a legal end zone, but it's a legal midfield. Do you see that?
Well, let me take a look at that. This kick went way high in the air and short, bounces over on the sideline towards us at the 32, the 33. They're going to let it roll dead at the 33-yard line. So this is going to set up great field position for your Havasu Fighting Knights as they take over. One set of downs, four and out for the Buckeyes, and we're going to take over here.
It's a fantastic field position, isn't it?
It really is. Very slight breeze. I'm going to say it's coming from the south, headed north.
Feels about 84-ish. Does it feel
nice.
It does.
Just a nice desert night. Over here on the sideline, we 60, I'm going to say about 60 cheerleaders and song leaders. They've got their Buckeye Union High School, so their BU kind of looks like Baylor.
Ah, gotcha. But they're not like the Bears. Baylor. They're the Hawks.
Okay, from the gun. Taking over first and 10 at the 32. Puts his hand out, receives the snap, looks left. He's going deep, going for it all. Number 12, they're fighting for it, and it's knocked out of his hands. It dribbles around the ground at the 3-yard line, so we will have second and 10.
Yeah, Luke Johnson and number 7. It looks like Kingston Nelson, the guy in the secondary, the corner. A little battle there with the hands, and that ball was up for grabs.
It
could have been picked.
Very easily. They were both fighting for the ball, and then it came down. No huddle for your Fighting Knights. They never do.
Were you impressed with that throw by Trip Burke?
I was right up until the Buckeye defender got his hand on it.
But it was a nice throw, though.
He was streaming down the sideline, and he was wide open.
Right.
And then the gap got closed.
Yeah, Luke Johnson all over it.
Size-wise, these teams are very similar. Number 3, Ellis goes to the right. He gets the pass. He's out by the far sideline. He ducks in for a gain of 9 yards.
Number 3, Kyle Crow. Saw a lot of him in the past couple weeks.
I'm looking at the wrong list. You're right. Kyle Crow.
Number 3, you did it now.
I did it.
It's spreading. All right. I don't feel so bad. It's that purple haboob. It stirs things up.
And that's on the defense.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying.
Things almost got stirred up on the way here, Paul.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that bus driver.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the directions.
Oh, yeah, the directions. That was a fiasco. Okay, from the gun. Trip Burke with the snap. He's looking to pass again, this time over the middle. Nobody on him.
Wow.
Keeps the ball at the five and goes into the end zone. That is a touchdown for your Fighting Knights. That's number 12, of course, Luke Johnson.
Wow. Wide open isn't the word.
Nobody covered him.
They were playing catch. That was beautiful.
And the thing about nobody covering him?
Yeah.
Trip Burke was looking at him the whole time. There was no look down.
No, he didn't look.
Burke was looking at him the whole time. There was no look down.
No, he didn't look off him at all.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're a defensive back, you're watching the quarterback. He's looking over there. I might want to go over there. Here's the kick.
Oh,
he miss it? The streak is over
at 16.
Oh,
wow.
Why?
Spencer Ibarra missed a point after, folks. It's 6-0.
Wide left.
Havasu over Buckeye. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back from Buckeye, Arizona. Again, Havasu 6 and Buckeye Union nothing. 9:13 left in the first quarter.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Go. After the touchdown, we have the kickoff. It's a short kick to the right side. It's received short. And number 6, it looks like, that would be Riley Willett, who's also their kicker and a freshman. He recovered that one. And they're going to take over with some pretty good field position at their own 44-yard line.
I think I need you to help produce speak out the next time I talk to Coach, because I want to know why a guy with a leg like Ibarra kicks it 20 yards on a kickoff. I don't get it.
Yeah, because he can boot it.
Right.
Pretty well. We know he can. From the gun, one runner to the left, trips to the right. Here's fake handoff, and he's quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he comes into that logo that you were mentioning. That is a legal logo, as you can actually see the 50-yard line and both 45-yard lines through the logo.
That's correct.
Not
nice.
Like those cheaters over in Alhambra.
I don't know.
And a lot of good that did.
Dr. T was cool, man.
I jest.
Yes.
Okay, from the gun, trips to the right again. Single man wide to the left. Rolling to the right. Looks to the short man. It's popped up. It's in the air, and he just didn't see it. Oh.
Trevor Thompson should have got that one.
Well,
it bounced pretty close to number one, Trevor Thompson.
Trevor Thompson. The ball, it almost was like a helium balloon.
Yeah,
or a balloon.
Yeah.
And it just kind of hung in the air, and he's looking back to the north, and it's right over his head, just slowly coming down, spinning around, and he just didn't see it up in the air.
Nope.
Didn't know where it was. Somebody would have yelled, look up, maybe we could have had it. Third and 10 now for the Buckeyes. The snap. He drops back a little bit, looking to pass. He's under pressure. He rolls to the left. He's got room. He's out to the 45 and down at the 43-yard line. Picks up a first down, and that is the first first down of the game for the Buckeyes.
Number 8, the quarterback, Sharper.
They're not the Buckeyes.
No, I did it. I did it also, but you see it in
the
end zone.
The Hawks.
It's not hard to do because it's in one of the end zones.
Yes.
Buckeye and Hawks on the other end zone. But Sharper had the presence of mind. He was getting collapsed on and actually took it to the outside for a nice gain.
From the 43, first and 10, 8:03 left in the first quarter. Here's the snap from the gun. He's looking right at his trips. He's trying to keep it going up the middle. He is brought down at the 45-yard line for a loss of 2. However, we have laundry on the field exactly on the 50-yard line. It's holding against Buckeye, the Hawks, and they're going to be headed backwards.
They are, and Havasu will not be. Oh, they declined the penalty. It looks like they declined the penalty.
They lost.
Oh, lost
yards.
The down.
And you, yes, they would have repeated the down. It would have been
right.
First and
20,
maybe 22, but That's a confidence move.
That's good. You got a second and 12. Yeah, I agree with you. We'll see what happens. That's an interesting call by the offensive coordinator.
Trips to the right again. Single man out wide to the left. Oh. Off his fingertips, pops it up in the air, has a release man, but he overshoots him. Incomplete pass. That's going to bring up third and 13.
I should bring my mic down when I do sound effects like that, but man, the quarterback got hit just as he released the ball.
Nothing, he got hit. Nothing wrong with sound effects, Paul.
Well, I don't want to talk over you or anything like that. You hear that on some of the on the play calls, you know, even in the NFL, and it's like, I probably don't want to do that.
Quarterback Mekhi Sharper kind of ran over, had a little discussion with the coach.
That's how you say that. Okay.
Every down, they send three to the right so far, one wide to the left, one back next to the quarterback. Here's the snap. He's rolling to the right. Three guys. Oh, he gets smacked as he throws the ball, knocks it astray, and it was almost picked off by Trevor Thompson, wearing number one for your Fighting Knights.
That defense coming off the line. Wow. Number nine and number 98. Looks like, 98 we called his number before, but Vincent Fiantaka is number nine. Those guys just literally exploded off the line, Jim.
Back to that confidence move of declining the penalty.
Yeah.
They made no yards in the next two downs.
Because the defense dug in.
Fourth and goal. They're forced to punt. We got Arbaro back to receive it at the 12. It's a long kick. He receives it, dodges the first one, almost a horse collar. He's zigging, he's zagging, he spins. He moves up to the 16-yard line.
He's like a pinball back there.
Man.
He dodged like three tackles before he went down, but he's a hard one to get a hold of.
Well, he's a small target.
Yeah, he's what, 5'4"?
Something like that.
Spencer Ibarra, 5'4", 120.
And he almost got clocked when he received that, but he did make a nice move to get away from it. It's going to be first and 10 from the 17-yard line. Now, while we don't use a huddle for Lake Havasu, they're all over on the sideline with the coach. They're now running over, led by big numbers 77 and 74.
Yeah. That's the offense.
Brendan Trejo, he's a captain.
Can you have an offensive haboob? Because that line is big, man.
They're big. They got some big boys over here for Buckeye, too. Linebacker 44 looking stout. Three wide to the right. It's a handoff up the middle. He's across the 15 to the 20. He has a little bit of room. Steps outside to the 25 to the 30 and down at the 34-yard line. Points to the other
end. I love that.
First down for Kyle Crow.
I only like that move when a player points first down if they're winning. Folks, don't tell your kids, do not do that if you're losing. Yeah. Don't demonstrate that way on the field. But that was a nice move by Kyle Crow to get. How many yards did he get on that one? 15?
At least. Okay, three wide to the right. One wide to the left. One back next to our quarterback in the shotgun. Here's the snap. He fakes a handoff, looks over the middle. He has his receiver, reaches up, grabs it out of the sky, pulls it down on the 48, and he's down at the 50-yard line.
Very soft coverage, but a nice catch by Carter Devitt. He's been a target all season long, number 14. Great confidence there by Trip Burke, putting that in that soft coverage and hit Devitt right on the numbers, man.
Right in the middle of the Hornets' nest, yet he was open.
Right.
He was surrounded, yet clearly open. Three wide to the right. He jumps over the middle, may have made contact, number 56 for the Buckeyes. It's going to go against, not the Buckeyes, it's Buckeye. It's going to be a tough one. He's a captain. That's Reese Sorensen, nose guard.
We're 2-1 now.
5'7", 235.
All right.
That's a lot of weight for a 5'7 guy.
Yeah, it is.
Is that like you, Paul?
Hey, now.
Okay.
Well, his uniform would fit me.
First and five. Yes, you heard me right. First and five. Man in motion towards us. He's looking to the right, looking to the left. He's got nobody. There's a hold over here on the receiver. I don't know that they got it. And he's going to scamper out of bounds at the 45-yard line. It'll be second and five with no gain due to the penalty. Did you see the holding over here?
No, I did not. But you got to love the experience and the confidence of Trip Burke as he's rolling out to this left side. He's pointing and pointing, like giving directions. All that does, Jim, is softens up the defense a little bit more into coverage instead of pursuing him, and he gets a nice little gain on the play.
Well, he did manage
2 yards.
Right, a nice little gain. But, you know, now the defense is watching. They definitely know the ball is coming in the air sometime from Trip Burke because he's just picking these guys apart, man.
Second and 3 from the 43. Handoff up the middle, got a little bit of room, and across the line of scrimmage, brought down right in the middle of the field. That is, and
it's a 3rd and 1. It's manageable.
3rd and 1.
It looks like, yeah,
yeah,
right there by the stick, a 3rd and 1, and it was a nice play action. Let's see what they do here.
3rd and 1.
Interesting.
Reverse wishbone from the shotgun. He takes it. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Spins him forward, making sure he has a first down.
Yeah, if you're going to make a tackle on 3rd down when you're trying to get the line to gain and you're the defender, you probably want to fling him the other way.
The other way.
Don't fling him forward.
So a nice little quarterback keeper for the first down, and we'll give an assist to the Hawks.
I got
it right, Paul.
You did. I am. Just look at that end zone over there to the north,
right?
Is that north?
Because it says Buckeye in that one. Okay, 2 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. Here come your Fighting Knights in the gun. Fan fires up. They're trying to spark up their defense here in Buckeye. He drops back looking for a man deep to the left. Nobody there. He scrambles to the left. He heads out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
Couple of yards
molested.
Couple of yards for Burke there on the scramble. They just seem to be content with moving the ball forward in little chunks, tiny chunks.
Well, and it's always nice when you have the defense throwing you forward.
Let's see if we still have the tempo offense going.
Oh, they're going to give him 3 yards on that game.
Well, that was generous, wasn't it? Did he get to the 35? I guess he did.
He definitely got at least to the 35.
Line
they're giving him the 34.
Line judge said he got to the 34, so okay.
Havasu players looking to the coach for the play.
2nd and 7.
Players in the ready position. 2 wide right, 1 wide left. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff up the middle, looks deep over the middle. It is caught, and he is brought down at the 15-yard line.
Luke.
Number 12, Luke Johnson.
Luke!
Now, he was hoping that as he was spun around there, he was still on top of his defender, and he ran, got up and ran all the way into the end zone, but he was down. I don't think he tricked anybody.
He caught that ball on the run, which a lot of high school players will drop. When he spun back around, he really looked that ball in. An excellent catch by Luke Johnson.
We got to give him style points on that.
Definitely a 9.5 at least.
4:18 left in the first quarter. 6-0. You're Fighting Knights. They are traveling down the field at the 15. 2 wide right. He's looking right. Rolls right. Looking to pass deep into the end zone, and it goes over the head of number 14, Carter Devitt. And yet short. Is that Halo jump over there? I think that's Halo.
Number 10?
Yeah. Kind of threw it in between the two.
Yeah, you had two receivers that were covered one-on-one, one deep and one cutting in towards the goal.
Yeah, one and 5 yards in the end zone, one about the 7-yard line, and he put it in between them.
Looked like he was on a post pattern, and yeah, just right between them. I mean, Tripp threw that a little bit high, but it could have been picked, too.
We got to...
What do we got here?
Cone Taylor to the left here. The line making their way to the ball.
Tripp's playing a good game. I mean, they're sitting on the 20-yard line right now with a...
1st and 15.
Was that a penalty then?
Had to be. Halo Burke. He's in motion. He makes his U-turn. This is a backwards pass. He looks to pass down to the end zone. He's open. It's just over his head. Could have been intercepted by number 7. That would be Kingston Nelson for the Hawks. He bats it away. The play worked.
It did.
The play worked.
It did. Little, what is that called? A halfback option?
I really like the man in motion button hook around the quarterback.
You said that originated with USC or UCLA?
USC, actually, Edison High School. Vic Rakshani did that in high school at Edison.
In the 70s?
Yeah. And then went to USC. And he would do it at USC, but he didn't
this is the new twist, going around the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He just, like, get past the quarterback and then quickly turn around and go back the other way. And it confused defenses because, you know, sometimes they're trying to switch to cover that guy.
Right.
So they can stay defensively on their side of the field. Four guys wide to the right. He looks right. Nobody's looking deep. A little bit of pressure. Flag goes down, and he's spun down at the 20-yard line for a gain of 1 yard, and it's a hold against your Fighting Knights.
DeGrand to keep the down and drive it back, in a, back to the 30-yard line now.
You know, I'm really big on body posture and what your body says as a player to the other team.
Uh-huh.
Brendan Trejo looked really disappointed there. He is a team captain for the Fighting Knights. This is going to bring up second and a mile.
It's definitely a full mile.
They say 15. They're wrong.
That is not a kilometer. That is a mile.
That is. So that's 10, well, it's 25. They have 15 on the scoreboard, but that's only going to get them back to the original line.
They are eating the clock, though.
3:33 on that clock. A little bit of a roar because the Bucks have them going in reverse, looking for a pass. Oh, he had him wrapped up and did not bring him to the ground. However, here comes the rest of those boys in blue. And they bring our man down at the 42-yard line. Another big loss. Boy, this looks like what Havasu has been doing to opponents.
That, you know, if you saw that in the NFL, they would have threw a flag because of, you know, the roughing up the quarterback.
And, that and was, he broke loose.
But that was no, I'm talking about the last, the tackle when they piled on. But they don't do that because it's high school.
Well,
this is real football.
I don't know. It's amazing. He smacked him. The original hit.
Yeah.
Smacked him.
He wrapped him up.
Wrapped him up right in the gut, and he was able to spin,
yeah,
get away, head to the left, and then brought down by, what, two, three guys?
Trip Burke looked like Houdini on that play, folks. But he still got brought down for a loss.
Trip all by himself at quarterback in the backfield. Two wide to the left, three
Luke.
Wide to the right.
It's Luke. You've got Tripp in, or no.
It is Luke Johnson at quarterback.
Yeah. It's like a Wildcat formation or something.
Yeah, Kyle Crow is wide to the left. Hey,
Tripp is
up wide to the left.
He's the wide player over there on the right-hand side. He's number five, Tripp Burke.
Okay, so let's look for some of that trickeration.
That's it. Trickeration play right here. Up.
And we have a Hawk jumping across the line. The flag goes high. He points to the boys in blue. And we're going to knock off 5 yards of this ginormous.
Oh my gosh!
Third down.
This is,
and when I say ginormous, not that it's really important. It's there's a long way to go. Goes up the middle, not a whole lot there. We're going to get up to the 31-yard line,
Jim. This went from a mile to a 5K. All right,
32-yard line.
Whoa! Just set that anywhere, sound guy.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, just set that anywhere.
You are one of the guys in the band, aren't you? Just set that anywhere, there, sound guy. That's good.
This is like a 5K. I mean, what is this still?
Well, there,
is it fourth down?
Down?
Oh, you could pin
down.
Him on the goal line right here. But Coach Thompson known to go for it when it's fourth and long on, you know, on the other
this
side of the field.
Fourth and 31.
Yeah, like I said.
But you're at the 32-yard line.
Like I said, a 5K.
You have to punt it up way high. Four guys to the right. Throws it over. Trip Burke off his fingertips into the air. That could be a fumble. He could run this back for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Now it dawns on him, and he runs over there and tackles him.
Kyle Crow.
Oh.
Kyle Crow. Oh, that was a backward pass.
That was,
live ball.
And then, yes.
Live ball, folks.
And the way he tipped it off of his fingertips, it was going in the direction the Hawks wanted it to go.
Yeah.
The one guy, and then it was like, oh, I got to go stop him.
And while
he was bending over to pick it up, he got him. They're going to take over at the 50-yard line, so maybe we should have punted it out the end zone.
Yeah.
And they'd have the ball in the 20, the 30-yard.
The loss of about 15, right?
But Havasu has a good defense.
Everybody's going up tempo here, so no time for a break, but we will get those sponsors in.
Three wides for the Hawks. He throws it to the right.
Sidearm.
Nobody on him, and he's past the 40 to the 35. He was getting a little bit of room there. That is team captain Salvador Castro, a 6 foot, 165-pound senior for the Buckeyes.
First, for the Hawks.
You're right.
The first time we've called Castro's name. This is a Castro on the Hawks, by the way.
Yeah.
And yes, he is one of the team captains. And Havasu right now content to be in that four-five?
I'll call it a 4-4.
Yeah.
Here's the snap. He looks to the left, dances, looks downfield towards the end zone, the one-yard line. It is broken up there. Bye. How do we say his first name? Tyvon? Tyvon Guy? I'm on the wrong list again. Cone Taylor.
Cone Taylor. Broke that one up. Yep. Pretty far away. It's on the very far side of the field at the goal line. But a nice breakup for sure.
Second and 10. Clock not running at 1:08 in the first quarter.
Still feels like with Havasu having the ball so much, it should be a lot more than 6-0 right now.
Well, except
they were moving the other way.
Yeah. They're going backwards.
They had such good movement going forward, and then not sure what happened.
And then all of a sudden they're going backwards. Three wides to the left for the Hawks. It's off his fingertips over his head. He's back to the 45. He ducks to try to get back to the 44-yard line. This official comes over to the 45. He's going to cheat him a yard when they throw the ball out, unless that ref gets it right. No?
Makai Sharper brought down for a 10-yard loss.
Fighting Knights got a bonus yard out of that one.
Everybody seems to be wanting to go backwards. The defenses are definitely ruling the night.
Now, to the referees' credit, the ball went backwards. The line judge is up there at the line, but the ball's directly in front of us up here at the top of the stadium, so we had a better view, actually.
Okay.
Okay, three wide to the left for the Hawks, one wide to the right. Shotgun snap. He drops back. Lots of pressure popped up in the air. Nobody there to catch it. We did have a hard charging Tristan Andrade,
Sharper,
one of the team captains for the he saw it pop up, and he had it in gear. If he would have been able to get there in time, touchdown for the Fighting Knights.
Sharper thought he saw Hulk Hogan for a second, man. He got smacked down. That was a nice hit.
23.5 seconds left. Hey, what comes around goes around. It's 4th and 20 for the Hawks.
I smell
it. But they're going to punt it.
I smell
close
good
snap.
Return.
He makes the kick. High kick. Calling for a fair catch at the 15.5-yard line. And our kicker, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
The snap, a little pass out to the left side. That's to Kyle Crow. He's dancing. He's moving inside to the 25, to the 30, to the 40, to the 40-and-a-half-yard line. That's going to be a first down for your Fighting Knights, and that brings us to the end of the first quarter.
All right, let's go ahead and take another break, and you're listening to KNTR Sports, 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. It's Fighting Knights football. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, Havasu. It's Havasu Springs Resort.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure, personalized service. And top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
The snap from the shotgun, hands off to Kyle Crow. He goes to the left and he comes up with a short gain about 2 yards. About 2 yards. And then, oh, Nelly. For the Fighting Knights, now at their own 42-yard line, bringing up a 2nd and 8. Early in the second quarter. Kyle Crow and Tripp Burke looking to the sideline. Over on this side, Carter Devitt wearing number 14 in the slot. Halo jump. The second wideout guy. Here's the snap. Throws it.
Ooh.
Spins around the first defender, trying to break free. We could have a face mask in there, and then gang tackling ensues. And that's going to bring up 3rd down and about 7 yards.
Man, history's mysteries right there. Right in front of the line, Judge. No face mask called. I agree with you. I saw it. Saw it live.
He was reaching up.
Yeah.
Right into his face mask.
It was a defensive.
But you know, we got here early, Paul.
The defensive stiff arm. There you go.
We had 3 people sitting over there in the Havasu stand.
Not anymore.
Well, there's more than that. Now, you know who the first 3 were?
No.
It was Carrie, Marianne, and Bob.
How do you know that?
Well, I wouldn't talk to him.
You did?
I did.
I was up here setting up, and you're talking to fans?
Do you know? Yeah.
Nice.
You were working. Why bother you?
Nice.
Here's the snap. Burke steps back over to the right. Halo jump might get an interference call. He didn't.
Because it wasn't catchable. He's thrown 5 yards past him. Oh, I know.
He had his
they're saying he was
arm on his arm. Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy that for $1.
For $1?
Maybe $1.50 with inflation.
Yeah, it was Carrie, Marianne, and Bob.
Oh.
So
they're from Havasu.
Carrie is the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne's the mom. And
okay.
Bob's the dad.
Was there a ginger and
our coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Family support for the coach.
Coach Thompson?
In the stands. Yes. I was impressed.
You know what Coach Thompson wants to do after this, right?
When?
No, after coaching. He wants your microphone, man.
Oh, really?
He wants to do a talk show. He's waiting in line to
set up for the punt, and now he's standing there holding the ball like he was going to pass it.
Yeah.
That's the longest I've ever seen a punter hold the ball. It hits the ground at the 23, goes forward, and it's going to be down at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, we got a flag from the umpire right here at the 45-yard line.
You've got one at the 45. That?
Ooh.
They're 45. We have another at the 42. There was some jawing going on because that was weird.
This goes against Buckeye. And I'm not sure what for. I'm going to say it's unsportsmanlike.
How long would you say the punter just stood there holding on to the ball?
Well, I'm a really good judge of time, you know, internally with doing commercials and that. I would say 5-6 seconds.
Yeah.
I've never seen any. It looked like he was standing there as long as professionals have hang time. It looked like
they blew the play dead.
Right.
So he was just going to stand there and hold it. And then he looked like he was going to pass.
I thought it was a weird Statue of Liberty play for me.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was a very weird play.
And then he finally kicked it away.
Uh-huh.
We got a full backfield here for the Hawks.
That's
starting at their own 7-yard line. From the gun, he throws it out wide. He's got a little room. He jukes. He drives it out at the 12-yard line.
Number 2, Salvador Castro. Again, one of the captains on offense for the Hawks.
You almost did.
No, I didn't. I stressed that on purpose.
Oh.
We're looking at the correct end zone right now to the north. The south end zone says Buckeye. The north end zone says Hawks. So
we don't get confused. We know it's the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
You know how I know that's south and that's north? Because we're looking to the west, because we're looking right into the sunset.
Well, the football field always goes north-south.
Oh, really?
It's like, you know, they do in baseball. That's why a southpaw is a southpaw.
Gotcha.
Sitting on the mound.
Didn't know that.
Okay. We have a handoff. Double
razzle,
reverse.
Razzle.
Captain takes the ball. He's back to the 2-yard line. Escapes the tackler. He heads forward. He's past the 12 to the 15. Flags flying everywhere, and he's brought down after a couple of spins inside of the Purple Haboob. And I think we may have holding.
We might. It was thrown in the secondary, and I'm not sure what that referee or the umpire saw. We've got
personal foul.
Yep.
Illegal block.
We almost had
against the Hawks.
Almost had the Hawks pinned back at the 2-yard line.
Well, they're going to now.
Castro almost ended up being tackled. I think it was number 77 that had him by a shoestring and then lost him. So 77 for the Purple Haboob. That name is really stuck. Coach really likes that name, by the way.
It's a good name for him. It has to do with our area. We have Haboob.
Brendan Trejo.
They're purple.
Was in pursuit. I really thought he was going to bring him down there at the
There's
2.
There's no stopping a Haboob.
Okay.
He can't stop it.
The Diamondbacks certainly can't.
9:26 in the second quarter.
Maybe the Dodgers.
From the gun. Handoff up the middle. No, that's a fake. He throws it to the right. It's short.
Wow.
Intercepted by Halo Jump. He's brought down. That's not Halo. That is Carter Devitt with
Carter
the interception.
Devitt.
It was a nice interception. The pass was short.
I'll give him some style points just for the way he brought it down, but it was thrown right to him. It really was.
It was.
It was short of the receiver.
And he was 3 yards short of the receiver.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So,
Carter Devitt, that's like his third or fourth this year.
If he could have got more mustard on that one, it could have been big trouble. But now
the bigger
we
story.
Have the Mighty Knights taking over at the 30-yard line of the Hawks.
Great field position, 9-11 left until halftime. 6-0 is the score in favor of your Fighting Knights.
Number 52 there for the Hawks. That's James Tosh helping with a uniform malfunction.
Looks like Halo's down here at the bottom of your screen if you're moving left to right.
Way wide right, outside the numbers. From the gun. Man in the slot. On the right side, a little bit of discussion. Looks like Tripp Burke waved it off. Now a flag is dropped. This delay of game against the Fighting Knights. Therefore, you had a little frustration. It looked like Tripp was calling the play off or in disagreement, possibly, with the coach, or confused. Something was askew, Paul.
Carter Devitt, Luke Johnson getting the play in from the sideline.
So now we've got 1st and 15 for the Fighting Knights at the 35. From the gun, fake handoff up the middle. It is received.
Whoa. Luke now, Johnson.
Luke Johnson receives it. He did go to the ground. Once you're down, even though you're untouched in high school football,
right,
you are down.
Now, is that the knee, the hand, or both?
The hand.
The hand.
Not the hand.
Not the hand,
hand
because of bounce, but the elbow,
right.
Yes, or the knee.
Snap. Little pass behind him, get some fingertips on it, and it is brushed away. That could have been intercepted. Pass is just a little off tonight here.
Yeah, this is the version of the offense that's moving the ball forward. Now they're inside the 20. Remind you that Fighting Knights football brought to you by the Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford, and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, and by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Still got play coming in from the sidelines.
Kyle Crow and Trent Burke behind the center. This is taking a while.
Yeah,
I
don't see a play clock running either.
Well, they don't. I was talking with the ref again before the game.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a running clock, so it's kept on the field.
Great.
And we're moving 5 yards in favor of the Knights.
That is a strange call, being that they're on offense.
I don't know why.
I'm not sure. 1st and 5.
1st and 5, Fighting Knights from the gun. Man in motion. He throws it to the left. That was almost intercepted for a touchdown. He gets the ball, takes it down to the 10-yard line for a gain of 2.
That was a pick 6 waiting to happen. But it was like,
and it would have been great if you're
right.
A Buckeye fan.
It looked like a safety blitz, and he overran the ball.
He would have had a 88-yard run.
If he's the fastest guy in the defense, which it looked like he might be, that was a pick 6.
He would have had a head start.
Sure.
Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff over the middle. Looks for somebody. He stumbles in the backfield. And now that stumble causes him enough of a delay to be brought down by big number 88. That is Yaheem Wallace. That kid's a freshman.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big dude for a freshman. Holy mackerel.
Well, if Vincent Fiantaco would have kept that ball, I think if it was number 8 or number 9 on the play action, it was a clear lane to the end zone.
Yeah, but maybe they knew they were faking.
Maybe.
Halo jump wide to the right. Trip Burke waiting for the snap. Here it is. It's a little bit low. He grabs it, looks to the left.
Oh.
And I have no idea where he threw that. Did he catch it on defense?
No, he did not.
He did not.
It looked like he dug it out, though. It looked like he dug it out at the 5-yard line. That was a wounded duck that came out of Burke's hand, for sure.
Looked to me like Luke Johnson was open about 5 yards to the left of there.
I think that ball was tipped.
Was it tipped?
I don't know, but it
was off.
It was sure thrown like it was.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, look what's happening. It's a field goal by the Fighting Knights.
What's the length on this one? 32 yards.
Then the snap, it's a good snap. The kick is up. It is through the
upright. Oh, we got it.
We have a field goal for your Fighting Knights. It's 9-0 with 7:17 in the first quarter. Can we
Spencer
send a personal thank you out to Coach for kicking
it. I want to thank Spencer Ibarra for making my day. Third game, 32-yard field goal. Great job, Spencer.
Very nice.
Let's take a short break.
Do it.
30 seconds. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcrum, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily. And we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
End up.
Welcome back. It's Friday Night Lights on KNTR, 980 a.m. Your Sports Central station. Here's the kick by Spencer Ibarra. Just made. This is a longer kick. It's down to the 21. It's received. One man, he dances by him. He's out to the 35. He's out to the 40. He's shedding tacklers. He's brought down at the 41 of Buckeye.
First two tacklers for the Knights, trying to make arm tackles, not exactly wrapping him up. But, yeah, he could have broke that one, the returner for Buckeye.
Now, you were talking to Coach about, hey, when are we going to see a field goal?
I'm going to get ready to text him and say thank you.
Well, he might be a little busy by now, Paul.
He might be, but he answered my text when they were in warm-up. He looked like the Godfather out there at the 50-yard line watching the team warm up. It was pretty cool.
Okay, Buckeye's going to take over now.
Nice.
Two wide right, two wide left. 4-3 defense, or 4-4 defense. Handoff up the middle. He's past the 40, 45. He's got some room. He's past the 40 into the 40 of Lake Havasu City. And that was a nice run of about 17 yards. 17 yards.
The number 18.
And they're moving the chain.
Oh, your favorite name. Lucifer Bridget.
Lucifer Bridget.
Okay, somebody name their kid Lucifer.
In Buckeye.
You know what? You
what
do
shall
you.
We name him?
You do you. I'm just saying. We're going to call him LP from here on out.
Lucifer.
I don't want to say Lucifer.
What's that cute baby scene?
It's Lucifer.
Okay, first and 10. Throws it out to the left, and he fumbles it off his knee. If they give him this is going to be a touchdown in favor of Havasu as he can get the gas. Didn't quite have enough there down at the 25. They are going to try to argue that that was an incomplete pass.
No, that was not. He made a football move. Trevor Thompson picked it up and returned
it.
Yeah.
Stood there at first. Yeah, that's a dead ball. And it was not a dead ball.
Receiver sitting on the turf pleading his case with the ref. I don't know. That was not. They're having a conference right now. I call them three blind mice if they miss this one. Come on.
He is the team captain, number 2, Salvador Castro. So
was that Castro?
Yeah, it went off of his.
Incomplete?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
So they're saying he didn't have control of the ball. He did have his back to us. I will give you that. But I saw him catch it. It looked like a football move to me. Yeah.
And as he turned to make that move, he went off his lower knee, upper shin.
Right.
And it went right into our hands. with a nice run up the sideline.
Well, we need to have Marissa June cue up some Three Stooges music, that Three Blind Mice, because that was something. That was I didn't like that call at all. If you were able to replay that on video, you would definitely see that he had control of the ball.
Can I be the rules expert?
Well, yeah, sure. You could be. What's the guy's name? There's a couple of them, right?
Something with a P.
That's right, guy.
Paul. The way I saw it, he made the catch and made the turn and went off of his knee, fumbled, and picked it up. And now they said, no, we should have sent it to New York, but we can't.
There you
go. From the gun. Buckeye still with the ball. Oh. He spins, makes a move. That's going to be an 8-yard gain.
It's a nice gain by number 8. An 8-yard gain. That's Mekhi Sharper, the quarterback, on the quarterback keeper up the middle. And they might have given him another yard, though.
On the scoreboard, 6 minutes and 9 seconds left. There's 9 points for where it says guest. That's your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights where it says Hawks. Mm-hmm. We have a goose egg. However,
it looks like a Mojave soccer score, doesn't it?
Inside.
Nothing.
In the second quarter, though, you might say Buckeyes kind of dominating.
You know Mojave College is undefeated at 10-0, right?
In soccer.
Yes.
The snap, handoff up the middle. This time he's met by the purple Habu. He's trying to push forward. Here they come. They stop that forward motion and push him backwards. We have blue jerseys falling backwards all over the place, showing that Havasu power.
We're joined on the sideline by
a hawk.
Somebody in a really hot-looking costume. And I'm not saying good. I'm saying hot as in warm.
A dark brown hawk.
He's got to be sweating underneath there, man. That looks warm. You ever wore a mascot's outfit? I did it once.
Yeah, but I can't say.
I wore Boomer the Bighorn.
I was at a Christmas party. I can't say.
No, it was Boomer the Bighorn, and it was hot. It was very warm.
You were the Bighorn?
I was in the...
Here's the snap. Makes a handoff. Hands it off to the second man, and he is met and brought down deep in the Buckeye backfield.
Number 98, Owen Merrill.
Nice. I almost wanted to say sack because it was quarterback. Here's the ball. You got it. Boom.
I almost wanted to say brought down by Youngblood. That was a nice takedown.
It was nice.
Anyway, it was the Boombox Parade, about 2015, I would say.
I don't know you're supposed to say you're that. I think that's supposed to be a secret.
Well, it's been, you know, statute of limitations wore out.
You know, it's real.
It ran out, man. I wasn't
never
Santa. I was Boomer the Bighorn.
Second down, rolls to the left. Short man. He slips down, makes the catch at the 28 of Lake Havasu.
You know what's interesting about those mascot outfits, though? They have a vest inside where you can put frozen water, like water bottles.
Yeah,
you need it, too. Let me tell you, it is warm. Anyway,
I worked at one of those famous amusement parks.
You did?
You're not supposed to. I don't want to break any rules.
It's on your Facebook, though.
But there's some. Well, I worked at both of them.
Well,
there's more than two in Southern California. But there's some sweaty people in that break room.
Ooh. All right.
Back to the game. We've got third and 13.
Blitz
he
coming.
Rolls to the right. He has a man short. He goes to Zieberman, who's also alone at the 21. Down to the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Buckeye.
Trying to get that number. I want to say it's Mekhi. But is it Castro, number 2?
We're going for the extra point. Puts it down at the 10. The kick is up, and it is good.
Ah, they have a kicking game, too.
And he kicked it well.
All right.
3:58 left in the second quarter. 2-point game, 9-7. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
We are back. Riley Wyatt, wearing number 6 for the Hawks, did a move I have never seen in any football game. Here's the kickoff. We'll tell you what just happened. It's kind of a pooch kick taken at the 30. He darts forward to the 35 and suddenly is met at the 37-yard line. So as we're coming back from... Paul asked, you know, what is that? I said, well, that's a huddle.
It was a weird huddle, though.
It was sarcastic.
The kicker's
because,
huddle.
You know, Havasu doesn't use a huddle.
Right.
Now, he's teed up the ball. They have a huddle.
But it wasn't a huddle. It was more of a one guy looking at 10.
Yes.
Okay.
And that guy looking at the 10 is the kicker.
Right.
The ball is teed up. It's kind of a loose huddle.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, he turns around and takes 2 steps like he's going to do an onside kick.
And he was 2 inches from the ball.
And he came close.
He faked me out.
Yeah. He did a fake onside kick from a huddle. Now, there is that rule. You got to have 4 on this side and at least 4 on that side of the ball. Here's the handoff. Number 3 for your Fighting Knights takes it up for a short gain. Well, actually, turned it into 5-yard gain.
You know, back to that kickoff, if they would have had, if he had kicked the ball, it would have been an illegal formation.
Unless you warn the referees and say, we're going to line it up just right. There will be 4 guys on that side of the ball.
Okay.
There will be 4 guys on this on that side.
All right.
That's the rule. You have to have 4 guys at least.
I got you, Al Michaels. I got you, Al Michaels. Nice one. Nice clarification.
Well, I've never seen it.
Good job.
Here's the snap. It drops back a couple looking for a receiver. Oh. He has him at the 40, the 35, to the 30. Spun around as he falls over his tackler and down to the 27-yard line. 3:11 on the clock as we move towards halftime.
Yep, Fighting Knights doing what they need to do now. Get Luke Johnson back in the game.
One good pass,
yes.
And all of a sudden we feel like we got it all rolling again.
Yeah, no kidding. Now we just need to put a few of those together and going the correct way, which is north.
Kind of a late substitution. Tyven Guy, number 15. And now we're going to have a timeout. I didn't see anybody coming off the field. We're going to take a break, Paul?
We are taking a break.
You're listening to KNTR 980 MI. Jim Chaney, that's Paul LaVoie. We'll be right back.
9-7, your Fighting Knights.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night. So that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Ken Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. NewAmorePieAndMore.com.
We're back. Friday Night Lights. Drops back. Throws a pass deep over the center. And it pops out of the arms. Kind of hit him in the breadbasket. Luke Johnson couldn't come up with that one. That's going to bring up 2nd and 10.
I like them putting Luke back into the plays. Definitely. They need to hit Luke more. And a couple other players missing from the action here in the last, 5-10 minutes is Carter Devitt, one of them. And number 24 is
right about now.
Tristan Andrade. They're going to be seeing him, hopefully.
Hand off to the right to Carter Devitt might work quite well. From the gun, he does not hand off. He drops back, throws it over the middle. Wasn't looking for the ball. And that play certainly did not work.
Well, you had three Hawks players that were in pursuit of Trip Burke, of course.
Now it's 3rd and 10.
Trip, just He's like, he had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and he had no option but to get rid of the ball.
We had a field goal. We could use 5 yards to make it a very doable field goal attempt for Spencer Burke, and you could use those 3 points because now you're down to a two-point lead with 2:47 left in the first half.
But still keep it a one-score game, though.
Halo jump way wide right from the gun. Fakes the handoff up the middle. He's looking left, throws it over the middle all the way. He was begging for an interference call. Cone Taylor. The problem is he was flailing his arms like, look, I'm being interfered with. And he's doing it right in front of the defender.
Right.
And the defender, you know, he had his hands up like, I'm not touching you.
Yeah,
I'm not touching you.
Finish the play.
It was like kids in the backseat.
Yeah, finish the play. That's funny.
Yeah.
Finish the play before you call for mom, right? Perfect.
Well, now we've got 4th and 10.
I'm going to say they're out of field goal range, though, because this would put the ball
28, be at the 30, be a 40.
Be a 40-yarder. Yeah, they are not going to try the field goal. It's 4th down and
wide right from the gun. 4th down, need 10 for the first down. The pass to the left. He's wide open. He is met and brought down at the 12-yard line. First down, Luke Johnson.
Guess who? Right there. Keep Luke in the game and keep him in your game plan, and you get the first down. That was, what, 4th and 10?
Yes.
Nice conversion.
Trip Burke was very confident on that as he sat back there in the pocket and made the pass. Excellent job by going out there and making sure he had the first down and then turning around and stopping once he was past the chain. 1st and 10.
Nice with the ball at the 12.
3 to the left. I want to say wide, but it's the narrow side of the field. Does not hand off. Throws it to the right. That's Halo jump. He's got the ball, and he's pushing forward to the 4-yard line.
Beautiful. Beautiful play. Just a little slant pattern. Hit him on the outside, and they're not in up-tempo. They're going to change. This looks like a wholesale substitution. There are about 4 players coming in. A goal line package, I think.
2nd and 2.
Looks like
a goal line package for the offense.
For the offense. It is definitely a bigger package.
No substitution for the defense.
It's a jumbo package.
2 yards gets a first down.
Oh.
4 yards gets a touchdown.
Plus he's got Luke.
Timeout. Your Fighting Knights.
Plus he had Luke at quarterback. And finished telling you who Fighting Knights football brought to you by these great local sponsors, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, The Adventures of Sparky. Gotta love that little dog. He found Jimmy Hoffa, by the way, Jim.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what it says on the radio. Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havasu Style Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection 2 Detail. We've got the Perfection 2 Detail halftime report coming up, you know. That's a new feature here on Friday Night Football. David Rose for Arizona House, District 30, Mojave College, and Havasu Pest Control.
Havasu Pest Control?
They're probably our oldest sponsor for Fighting Knights football. They go back a long way.
They are killing it. 1:31.
Nice.
9-7. Put some nice frosting on our cake here as we come to the end of the first half. Up 9-7.
Luke's at quarterback.
He sure is. Takes the snap from the gun and is able to go off guard and into the end zone. I don't see any laundry on the field. Touchdown, your Fighting Knights.
That is definitely a design play with a jumbo package. Luke at quarterback and a quarterback keeper. That was right in the B gap, man. There was no way with the blocking that they had up front that the Hawks were going to stop that.
Got Isaac Campbell over on this side. Got some big boys on the right side.
Now you got an 8-point lead.
Here's Spencer for the kick. The kick is up, and it is good. He's
back
on track.
He's back on the streak. Perfect.
Yes.
All right.
16-7, 1:26 left in the first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. Let's do it and come back, baby.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work can you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
We are back at Buckeye High School. You're fighting Knights. Up now, 16-7. The kickoff following the touchdown. Fema Rogers takes it over at the 30-yard line, far sideline. He's headed towards us. He sheds one. He forearms a second. He pops a third in the chest. He's run all the way across the field and out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
There's a good pursuit on that, but, yeah, field position not too bad for the Hawks at the 36-yard line.
First and 10. Twins to the left and right. He's going to keep it up the middle, duck and cover. He's going to have a gain of 10, 11, spinning around, and a smaller version of the purple Habu comes over and brings him down to the ground. But he does pick up the first down with 109. Last thing you want to do is give up any points right now.
Yeah, it's a very strange call, though, with the clock running as it is at 1 minute and counting.
But it worked. We know their guy can kick. And now a delay.
Timeout.
Timeout. And he points towards Havasu.
Yeah, Havasu wanted to stop the clock. I think they want to get the ball back, especially if they can keep the field position where it is and possibly put in another six or possibly a three-point field goal.
To our sponsors, say keep it right here.
I think they do. They wouldn't mind.
Okay.
And probably a good time to remind you that City Maytag in Lake Havasu is more than just appliances. It's family, top brands, and unbeatable service. Refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on only at City Maytag. You know what the website is? Visit CityMaytag1.com.
Visit CityMaytag1.com.
Right. Also, the proud sponsor of the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Did you say Visit CityMaytag1?
Yes.
.com?
No, at, I'm sorry. Yeah, Visit City Maytag. It says CityMaytag1.com. Yes.
Okay.
That's their website. The interweb.
We're talking about City Maytag, right?
CityMaytag1.com.
I'm just giving free plugs.
Yeah,
first you are. For the Hawks. Drops back, throws it deep down the sideline. Spencer Amera is able to get his hand up there and slap it away. He was open. Spencer close late. We have seen him do that multiple times this year.
I need Leonard Nimoy to explain this, all right? The guy's 5'4", 120. How is it he's on every pass breakup?
And he is.
I don't get it.
He's got good legs. We do have a Havasu Knight down. We can see the number on his shoulder. That looks like 70. You got your binoculars there.
72.
Adele Gomez.
72. Yeah, these aren't just binoculars. These are old school, maybe 1960s Astron opera glasses.
I had some when I was a kid.
Well, I kept mine. Where'd yours go?
I went away to college.
Oh, man. This doesn't look
good. Along the line. There's like the ones you would get at Sears that look like a little cigarette case, and then you close it, and then you open it up, and the lenses pop up, and there's a dial. You roll it.
Let's go ahead
They're
and
old school.
Let's go ahead and take this one to break. Looks like it's going to take them a minute to get him off the field. We'll be right back, folks. 16-7, your Fighting Knights. 5:22 left until halftime.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, no, wait, that has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore pie for nothing.
Amore pie and more. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More, Lake Havasu, newamorepieandmore.com.
You're listening to KNTR, Lake Havasu City, and KJJJ HD4, Laughlin. Friday night's football went out with the wrong time, by the way. 52.2 left until halftime. 16-7, your Friday nights.
Well, these high school scoreboards, they don't have the dot, the decimal point.
Still, I should have adapted. I'm not going to blame it on them.
So we get him off the field. He's moving kind of slow. I'm going to say it wasn't a cramp. But he doesn't look
too bad. He is walking off on his own power.
Well, he's getting got a little help there. Second and 10. Hawks back. Big trouble.
Whoa.
Purple Habu all over him. Down at the 40-yard line.
Man.
Oh, smackdown for Havasu.
Defensive piece talking number 9. It looked like he was dragging. It looked like a rodeo event the way he was dragging the jersey.
Okay, I smell popcorn.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm good. That food that you sought out, we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
Good stuff.
From the shotgun, split wideouts, looking deep, little short over the top of the defender. He receives it at the 38-yard line. It gets smacked there by Spencer Ibarra.
Number 15, Tyvon Guy with the reception.
And then Spencer came up and finished him off with a shoulder to the gut.
Well, we haven't heard from we haven't heard from LP, so that's good. That would not be a good call. That would be a bad call, right?
Paul wanted I thought I'd go down there. They're cooking hamburgers. I go over. I look.
I didn't know what you meant.
She's putting, you know, garlic
cheese.
You know, garlic powder.
You called it a Schumer burger.
Well, yeah, because she's putting garlic powder on it, and I'm like, whoa, that's good. And then, and it's flaming, and I look, and all the patties are frozen.
So explain why it's a Schumer burger.
Well, because that video came out of Schumer saying, oh, first time ever operating a grill, never barbecued.
And he's a grill master, right?
And he had frozen patties.
Put cheese on
it. And he already had cheese on it. And I'm like, well, these are Schumer burgers.
He called me. I didn't know what he was saying.
So I went over to the taco stand on the Havasu side.
You did a great job, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You did a great job. Excellent quesadillas.
They charge twice for water than they do on this side.
Oh.
Okay, the snap. He's got a little bit of room deep down inside the 10. That could have been a penalty.
Man. Don't ride like
number
that,
14,
man.
Carter Devitt.
Don't ride him like that. You can't ride him on the back. He's lucky he didn't get called. It was a catchable ball.
It was not catchable. It was going out of bounds, but that it's in the back.
Yeah, you can't keep your hand on the back like that.
Can't put your forearm in his back.
8.0 left until halftime.
It got away with it.
Is the eternal set of downs right now. This is the longest set of downs ever.
Well, we had the injury in there.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about when they actually have the ball.
Second and 10 from the gun. Twins to each side. The snap, he drops back. He's looking over the middle to the 15. That'll drop to the ground at the 18. Incomplete pass with 3.8 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, Makai trying to get an interference call there. That's why he threw it in the middle like that. But, yeah, it just wasn't going to happen.
It's best to do the right thing, and then you don't have to beg for anything.
Well, if you're at midfield, what does he do here, Jim?
That's not just football. That's a lesson for life. It's better to do good than
yes.
Yeah. You're doing good. You don't have to beg the ref for anything.
I just want to hear a lullaby, and I don't see it happening right now.
We're up 16-7.
Well, right now we are.
Last play of the half, likely. He drops back, steps forward, cocks it, throws it deep into the end zone, and it is going to drop dead there. And a nice job by Havasu defenders that time. They might have gotten a little coaching from the sideline. Hey, keep your hands up.
You see the arm, though? He threw that 5 yards deep in the end zone from the 45.
That's true.
That was a
50-yard pass.
It was a heck of a throw.
Yeah.
It wasn't accurate, but it had distance, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got an arm. Here comes the band for Buckeye with their four. You know what?
Wow.
Five xylophones.
What?
And a gong.
Come on. Do they have a boat?
A big bass drum?
Do they have a boat, though?
They don't have a boat.
They don't have the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. No, what was that called? The Dartmouth?
The Dartmouth?
From the Tea Party. One of the boats was the Dartmouth.
And the Beaver?
Yeah, and the other one was the San Simeon, right?
No. Kidding.
I threw that in there.
No.
We need to take a break, Jimbo.
We do?
Yes, sir.
Somebody's got to get my Mountain Dew.
It's halftime. Go for it. I could take over.
I don't like going down that ladder.
All right. Folks, if you haven't heard, we're on the roof, and I have to behave myself or Jim Chaney will throw me off. I'm Paul LaVoy. You're listening to Fighting Knights Football. It is 20 minutes until the end of halftime, 16-7, your Fighting Knights, with a pretty good lead. Pretty good game so far.
It is a good game. I thought it would be a good game, and it is a good game. I was visualizing, Paul, that if you were to go out on the playground, you'd never seen these kids before,
mm-hmm.
and you were picking and I was picking,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'd probably end up with a fairly even team, and that's the way it looks.
If you were picking and I was picking, I'd still be last.
Well,
let's take a break.
It's a well-matched game.
All right, let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Fighting Knights football, 16-7, your and mine and Jim's Fighting Knights.